ITV News briefly for Wednesday, October 22nd. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you're busy, I get it. We'll get you up to speed. VW is facing a cash crunch. According to a German report from Manager magazine, which says that net cash flow is dangerously low at Volkswagen Group, and all the finance chiefs have been convened to work out ways to save money. One of the casualties, this report says, single source report, so operate some caution on this one, is the EV version of the Scout Motors truck and SUV, and the Scout will only come with the range extended version. You know what? In North America, probably not the end of the world selling a truck that has got an engine backup. It wouldn't be for me. I like pure BEVs, but I can kind of understand it in the current political climate as well. The Ford F-150 Lightning finally gets phone as a key. Sorry, I tried not to laugh when I said that. Using the Ford Pass app and a smartphone to lock, unlock and start the vehicle remotely. Revolutionary. F-150 Lightning owners have been waiting a long time to those vehicles. Denza, the premium bit of BYD. Couple of stories today. Firstly, exclusive interview with Auto Express magazine. The country manager says that they're going to use BYD batteries to support the chargers. And then by doing that, because BYD have batteries, they've got chargers, they can charge at 1,360 kilowatts. That's not a typo. They're going to bring the Denza Z9 GT luxury estate car over here next year. And that they can put chargers in places with small grid connections. It's very, very quick to do so. You haven't got to wait a year for the grid to be upgraded. And by using their battery and charging system, you can kind of drip feed those batteries, and then when a car turns up, because they haven't got full utilization, dump all that power into the car and then slowly refill the bucket, as it were. So amazing way to do it. And they say, and we will charge a lot less than our competition for DC fast charging. Also, Denza entering Australia with two plug-in hybrid SUVs in 2026 in the premium bit of the market. The European BEV market's rebounding really nicely in 2025, by the way. 32% higher for the first 8 months of the year than the same time last year. Average BEV share so far in Europe is 18%. Obviously, some countries are further ahead. Don't drive your Jeep 4xe if you have got a Jeep Wrangler 4xe plug-in hybrid and you've got the over-the-air update. It causes the car to go into limp mode or even no power mode while you're driving. Jeep have pulled the update, but many owners have downloaded it. Don't install if you have. Omoda 4 is coming to the UK. That's going to be a smaller vehicle than the Omoda 5, using maybe some of the common bits of the Jaqu 5, possibly. Maybe a 61 kilowatt hour pack, 250 miles of range. This is a very attractive looking mid-size SUV. Maybe even some comparisons to the front of a Lamborghini Urus, I've heard people say today. I agree. It's lots of sharp lines, everything driven, drawn with a ruler. But looking very futuristic, but not wild. This looks really cool. Inside, very minimalist, massive 2.5K screen inside this. But here's the point, £25,000 car when it arrives next year, full of high-tech stuff. Not the longest range, but nice car. Prague is converting their street lamps to EV chargers, as many cities like London's been doing already. Very important for built-up old European cities that haven't got off-street parking to charge EVs at 3-7 kilowatts maybe overnight. Škoda launching a new ad campaign to introduce their Škoda EVs to Australia using the tagline, surprisingly EV. And the whole ad campaign is around Škoda Elrox and NEX looking and feeling and behaving just like any other Škoda, like a normal car. Oh, but it happens to have a battery. I think that's really smart to win over a certain section of the population. Bulgaria is opening a battery energy storage system plant, which the European Commission has classified as a project of strategic importance for local supply chain for battery energy storage systems. And if you're buying a used EV, be quick, because Auto Trader data from October showing that the fastest selling cars on the Auto Trader platform are EVs. That's briefly.